We're going to keep positivity going here this morning because celebrations went right throughout yesterday and into the night last night as Ballymac and Ungaeltacht celebrated their county Munster and All-Ireland intermediate and junior titles. Tracy Murphy was at the team's homecoming for Ballymacelligot at Glenduff Manor House last evening, and she spoke first to Ballymac goalkeeper Christy Lean.
You know, I never thought that we'd actually make it here. 3 years on the bounce now, we've been knocking at the door, so eventually we got there, and it's a massive achievement for the club, parish, everything. It's great to see everyone here now tonight. It's unbelievable. It's still surreal. Like, Croke Park went and passed so fast, and you soak it all up, and it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. It's hard to comprehend, like, and it's still very surreal that we still hasn't sunk in, like, that we have our hands on an All-Ireland club championship.
The actual time out in the fields, it just flies by, does it?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, like they have strict rules above there. Like we'd 15 minutes for our warm up, like, and stuff. And once you're on the field, in it flies by. Like, our first half wasn't up to scratch, like, and we rectified it in the second half, and we were a different gravy in the second half. Like, we were unbelievable. Like, you couldn't fault any player. Everybody stepped up, and it's great achievement for everyone on that field, and everyone that came on, and everyone that played a part. Massive.
What has the support meant from the community? I'm just even thinking here, a cold January night. We've lights up, even though Christmas is over a week, and a marquee and everything festooned, and a big welcome. What does all that mean to you and the other players?
No, the support is massive again. Like, everybody goes to every game, and it's massive to see when you're walking out in Croke Park. It's a ridiculous achievement when you're walking out in Croke Park and you see everyone that you know in the stand cheering you on. You know, it's huge. And, like, they followed us through thick and thin over the years. Like, we were down the divisions, and even, like, myself, I gave up football for a couple of years, and then I came back, and I came back stronger, like, you know, and I went into goals, and, like, things happen for a reason, and everything happened for a reason, and all the youth that is coming through that team, like, is just outstanding now. Outstanding, and the support is just amazing.
And I can tell how emotional you are, understandably so.
Yeah, of course, like, of course you would be, like, you're doing it for your parish, like, you know, you're doing it for the people that are there all their life. The likes of Tom there now, like, he's looking at games there, going back generations, like, and to do it for the likes of those people just means everything to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's Christy Lean, Ballymac goalkeeper, speaking to Tracy Murphy at team's homecoming, Glenduff Manor House. And the Tom Christy references is the president of the club, Tom Lean, from who we'll also hear from later on in the programme. Tom's been involved with the club since the 1960s. Now, yesterday evening, Ungaeltacht came back into the county via the train. They stopped in Rathmore. They got onto a bus in Killarney, made a number of stops along the way before finishing up in Ballinahall last night. And Darrow Kinnaird, of course, one of the management team with Ungaeltacht, took time out to speak to Tim Moynihan on Terrace Talk as Ungaeltacht are making their way back to the homecoming at Tig TPs in Ballydavid. Have a listen to what he had to say about the overall experience and what it means to them as a club.
We didn't plan for this at the start of the year. We played the entire Kerry Championship, you know, missing players. Every day we went out, we were missing players. And just that we felt that we got a bit lucky against Knievel in the quarter final, and it just took off from there. We got caught a bit of wind in our sails, you know. But never in our wildest dreams did we imagine this day. Like, you know, and it was so often you'd be driving the road up and down the country, and you pass places like Brosnan, and you'd see a sign outside, you know, on the road between Addyfield and Castle Idle, pointing for Brosnan, Junior Champions 2015. You'd say, wouldn't it be great to be able to say that as a club? And thankfully, we're able to say that now. And, you know, Kerry clubs have a great, great record in these competitions. And it's, you know, people might crib and give out about it, our structures and everything else, but you know, we get an awful lot right in Kerry when it comes to football, and it's just very, very proud. Tonight, you know, the celebrations are ongoing and people are really, really enjoying themselves. And there's a great reward in that in itself to see the young lads, and they are some of them very, very young, just to see them enjoying themselves and, you know, young kids around the place and hopefully being inspired maybe by, you know, what happened on the pitch yesterday. It probably wasn't the greatest game ever, but, you know, it was a great win altogether.
Dara, I can't keep you too long because I know you're ready to rock and roll again and really engage with those celebrations, but you're a fierce man of love of your area. You love the language. You love the culture. I suppose football can be a vehicle for that identity as well, and I suppose you reached the promised land yesterday.
Yeah, look, we have a big area back there, sparsely populated, many, many challenges. Like, there's a lot of rural areas in Kerry have, like, you know, and we're just facing down them challenges one by one. Football points us together. Football all over the winter gave 37 young lads an excuse to go to Galleris or over to Killarney Legion as we were training in the dark nights, you know, to get together and to do something positive with their lives. And that's what the sport is all about, really, isn't it? Like, you know, that you just want these young lads to stay together, play together, and celebrate together tonight as well. Like, and this is something, I suppose, that they won't forget. You know, something that they'll cherish forever.
Dara, what's the plan for the evening? I know you say you're going to Fergus's in Dingle. Obviously, you're going back to your own home place. That there'll be a sense of pride once you go behind back the past the Milltown Bridge.
That will be huge. Going past Milltown Bridge. You know, there's a kind of a circle all around Dingle Town that would be Dingle territory, and the best of luck to them next Sunday. I mean, what the journey they're on as well is very similar to our own. It's magical, magical, and we all hope that the circle is completed after Ballymac's heroics yesterday, and our own, that Dingle do it as well, like, you know. But once you pass out, you know, over Milltown Bridge and head west, you know, we'll be back into the hills, and there'll be a few bonfires around the place, I'm sure, and we're going to get together in Galleris, give the young lads a chance to see, you know, in Galleris, you know, where they train, that these lads kind of have produced a bit of magic, and you know, that possibility is there for them as well. We have four young lads, and, you know, in a year or so time, we'd love to welcome them into the senior ranks, but just to give them that hope and that thing that, you know, that, I suppose, vision, like, for themselves, that there's a pathway there now that you can actually achieve something in the Gaelic colours, and that's what we want. To tell them this evening in Galleris.
Finally, Dara, you give us some great days in a Kerry jersey. You went up the Hogan Stand, lifted the cup. What weight? I know you're a man to park things and you're a modest guy, but for you, how heartening is it for the overall achievement? And I know you're a man trying to build your club, protect your club, and for your club to have a future.
Look, we're a brilliant club. I met Tommy Jim at the dressing room, or at the Killarney station there now, and Tommy's 70 plus years of age. And all the work that he does and he puts in, anything that wants needs to be done, when there's a need for action, Tommy Jim will get the job done. And you see grown men like him with tears in their eyes, it just means so, so much. And jumping back on the bus now again, you might notice the change in eyes, like, but it just means so much to so many people like that, to see so many grown men cry, like, that have put so much into the club over the years. And, you know, maybe didn't have the rewards for it that we're getting, like, but, you know, thankfully we have a management team in place now that engages with the game very, very professionally. And, you know, we've had the results of it today.
Yeah, there you go. That's Dara Kaneda speaking to Tim Moynihan on Terrace Talk yesterday, and speaking to him as they made their way back west. What a brilliant day it was, and a brilliant night it was for them. Loads of social media coverage of all of that arriving into the various places to delighted people and bonfires along the way. And if you have a view on it, get in touch. If you are part of it, get in touch as well. We're going to hear again now from Ballymac. Mike Broderick, selector of Ballymac, spoke to Trasa at last night's homecoming in Glendough Manor House.
I suppose it's still a bit surreal, like, it actually didn't hit me till coming down the road about Nace that we actually have to win it. But I got back to the dressing room after the game, and the amount of messages and well-being from, not just from Ballymac, not from just Kerry, just from all over the place, from all over Ireland. Magnificent, absolutely magnificent.
Your son's on the team as well, Dara. What does that... That must make it extra special.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, I suppose I coached Dara all the way up along, and left Dara do his own thing for a few years. Then I was asked to become involved, and I suppose lifting the cup in the Hogan Stand, it's every father and son's dream yesterday. It's very, very special.
I'm just seeing there, you're wearing the top for Ballymac that was sponsored by the Sills family and by Ballygarry House Estate and House, the hotel. And I see the hashtag Live for Luke. Obviously, you're thinking very much of a couple of people who aren't here. Luke, of course, was a teammate and cruelly taken in an accident last summer. All of your thoughts must be with him and his family.
Oh yeah, look, obviously, you know, the Sills family are embedded in Ballymac GAA, and it's not just what you see, what they do behind the scenes. They do absolutely everything. Paula, Tony, Oren and Amy. And yeah, look, no words can describe what they went through. And yes, massive, massive tragedy. And all we can do is try and give a bit of joy to them. And that was always in the back of our minds, the players' minds. And so glad we could do it. It's very, very special in that sense, like, you know.
And Aidan Breen, one of the players, he lost his dad as well not too long ago either.
Yes, his dad was all the games, great supporter of Ballymac. And I suppose he would have loved to have been there with Aidan yesterday with all of us. And of course, we referenced him a few times during the year, and obviously from anyone else that passed away from Ballymac as well, and we wanted to do it for them and keep their memories alive.
I was speaking to Christy Lean, the goalie, and Christy got quite emotional. He also just talked about just being overwhelmed by the support and the goodwill, the sense of being part of the parish and having the whole parish behind you.
Like I said earlier on, the amount of people from the parish who've moved away that have texted and come back, and people I wouldn't really know that well, and you'd meet them in the street and best of luck on Sunday and the well wishes. So obviously I'm from Castleland originally. I married in here, but since I've been coming embedded in Ballymac, it's been brilliant. Obviously my kids are from here, and I don't know, it is surreal. It still hasn't sunk in. It really, I don't know, last for words, it still really hasn't sunk in, to be honest.
And the homecoming here tonight, lights bedecked out a week after Christmas, lights to welcome the team, the supporters, the management, all of you. What does it mean to be up here at Glendhuff House to enjoy this evening in the marquee?
You could think about other clubs that have won it, and you never actually know what it means until you win it yourself. And you referenced their Christmas there, but there was no Christmas for us. It was just football, 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 and that was it. Nothing else really mattered. Christmas was just in the way, and I don't mean that being disrespectful, it was just in the way. And look, here we are tonight, walk into the marquee there. This is what it's all about. Nothing else matters at the moment. Tonight, anyway.
And there you go, Mike Broderick of Ballymac, talking about those they've lost along the way and how happy the club are with the overall outcome and the win of that All-Ireland Junior title on Sunday in Croke Park. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the pro. Tracy Murphy was at Glendhuff Manor House, Kilduff last evening for Ballymac team's homecoming. She spoke to two Toms, president of the club, Tom Lean, and vice president, Tom Hurley. Ballymac goalie Christy Lean referenced Tom in the interview. Tom Lean, you heard in the first hour. You'll hear first from Tom Lean.
Four of us went down that time, the time of the field. Dear Flynn, he's dead and gone. Jordan McKillistrom, dead and gone. Myself and Mikey Dan. Four, Mike Sullivan. The four of us went down that time and we got the field.
That, in the 60s?
That was 60 what time?
68.
Two of the four gone. There's only myself now and Michael Sullivan. I'm there for alive.
Yeah. And when Ballymac made history yesterday and won the All-Ireland, what were your thoughts?
I never see anything like it. It was one of the best years of my life. I suppose I should say no more about it. No, I couldn't say another word. Tom is there. No, not a hope like.
Why was it one of the best days ever?
I'm sure we never see, thought we'd live to see the day. As simple as that. I'm over 80 now. So I will not match the scene, but yesterday was the best day I ever had. And we were up in that corner in Croke Park. Sleep at all, girl. No more about it. I suppose a fella won't be able to sleep for a week. But, like I said to you before, what happened yesterday, money couldn't buy it for the parish. Isn't that right, Tom? Money couldn't buy it. No more about it. What the good it has done for the parish. Like. It's unbelievable for all the young lads, the youth of the parish coming up, when every one of them will see that. Look at that. Like. They'll say, they'll all be looking up to the lads yesterday and say we'll be like them someday, and they'll be looking forward to it. No more about it. We had a man Christmas Day who died, Gene Griffin, Christmas Day, that played a pile of football for him, and he died Christmas Day.
But all those contributions by those people you've mentioned and more have led to what happened yesterday.
Oh, yes. They kept the club going in bad times. No more about it. And when we got that field, that man sitting down there, Tom Hurley, he'll tell you, we hadn't a bob. We had to collect the parish that time to collect a few bob to pay for it, and no more about it.
Tom Hurley here. I've served as chairman of the club in my 20s and in my 70s. Well, late 60s anyway. And, you know, I'm involved since I was, like I said, 1966. I was young that time, and Tom was a few years on me. And I'm the vice president of the club at the moment. Yesterday's victory was a culmination of an awful lot of work over the years. Like, I mean, it just didn't happen on the day. Like, the amount of past players who just went through the club, good players, they didn't reach the stage that we reached yesterday, like, but most of them, in fairness to them, when their playing days were over, they all gave a handout, and, you know, and the work that was done in the past few years, and maybe I'd say with the past 10 years at underage level in Ballymac, was incredible. This parish, it's a big parish, it's regarded as the biggest in the country, and like, when I look at it, I was just thinking about it today. We had the most of our backs up from Kilduff here, and the followers down from Gutter Clay. we are a united parish anyway, like, you know, and like, which is vital, because a lot of our youngsters, and they're going to secondary schools, some of them go to Castle Island, and more of them go to the Tralee schools, naturally enough, and you know, the club is kind of bonds them together. Ballymac, we go back in history of it, like, it's one of the oldest clubs in Kerry. I think itself and Lawn Rangers would be probably the oldest clubs in Kerry. Now, Ballymac, back in the 1890s, Ballymac won 3 senior county championships in the 1890s. And the last county championship they won was in 1918. And it would have a mighty team, but the troubled times intervened and the club broke up more or less, and they didn't field the team as Ballymac again until the 1940s. Did we think back in 1970-71 when we were below wiring the field, which had to be done voluntary because we didn't have the doors for the men to do it, like, you know, little did we think at that stage that we'd see our jerseys running out in Croke Park, but we did, and thanks be to God for it. And, you know, and I think the future looks bright, but we must remember the past, and, you know, and that's what this is all about. And I think what happened yesterday, it will inspire. It will inspire in all aspects of life in the parish, I think. There's no doubt about that, like. And I think that's Le Coeur of Day will be there again.
Hey, there you go. That's Tom Hurley there, Vice President of Ballymac GAA, Tom Hurley, and Tom Lean as well, President of Ballymac GAA, talking about what it means to them. And we've a statement here, a comment in here from the Sills family, a note into us in the programme. Please, could you extend our heartfelt gratitude to our Ballymac senior team family. This amazing group, through their dedication and success, have no doubt helped us through the toughest days in recent months. For the last 15 years, we've been involved in Ballymac GAA, coaching various age groups and committee members. Luke was also a part of that journey over the years, involved with his own age group and also the various age groups Tony mentored. All the players who togged out on Sunday have played a huge role in shaping and guiding the fantastic young man that Luke became. Luke's a reflection of the true character, determination, fantastic attitude and dedication to sport and life. What this amazing group have shown to us both on and off the field since Luke passed. All our love to the Ballymac family on this historic occasion. That's from Tony, Paula, Oren, Amy and guardian angel Luke. Live for Luke. That's from the Sills family, and delighted to hear from them. Keep your comments coming in. Actually, before we take that break, apologies, we have one more clip to bring you from Ballymac. Trasa also spoke to Heather Shukru, another Ballymac supporter, a member of Clare National School Parents Council, about the amazing win.
Hi, I'm Heather Shukru from Keim Kilduff in Ballymacallicut. It's a dream come true. It's things we can only dream of. At the start of the campaign, we were kind of tipping away, winning games. But as we got closer and closer and closer to that All-Ireland final, it actually became a reality that we could actually do this. And it has brought the whole parish, everybody together, people we haven't seen in years, coming together, flags up everywhere. And it's just a joy. It's an absolute joy and a credit to the management and all the team members who have brought this to our parish at last.
What makes the team special?
Wow, that's a difficult question to answer. Obviously, we have really, really skillful players. We have a great management behind them, but we also have the people. And I think we were behind, we were behind everybody. I mean, you saw that yesterday when we were up in Dublin, the amount of people that were there, the flags, the banners, the cheering. We were there in spirit, and we also know somebody else that was in spirit looking down on us as well, and he definitely brought it as well. Live for Luke. It was just definitely there. There was definitely a spirit there this year that hasn't been there before, and we were just so happy and so proud that we could do it for the Sills family and also for everybody in Ballymac as well.
The hashtag Live for Luke, and the way the whole community, the whole parish has rallied behind this, the Sills, I suppose many people are thinking of loved ones who would have dreamed of this day and aren't here for it. So it's always bittersweet, I think, All-Ireland victories like this, because you're thinking of the people who aren't there to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many there as well that we thought of yesterday, not just gone in the last year, but over all the years. And they would have just got such a thrill out of it. But I've no doubt that they were all looking down from above and giving them one big cheer when that final whistle went yesterday.
Now, Heather, last week, thank you, you've sent in to us here on Radio Kerry a brilliant, absolutely brilliant rendition, a take on Killa, that song by Kingfisher. You sent in that rendition, tailored for Ballymac by the children of Clougher National School. You're on the Parents' Council there.
I mean, that was incredible. It actually brought tears to lots of people I spoke to afterwards. It brought tears to their eyes. It was great work by the teachers and all the kids in the school. They really wanted, I suppose it just showed the pride they have in the guys and the encouragement that they wanted to send to them for yesterday. And great thanks. And it's hard work to get kids to all sing together and in tune, but they did a great job of it. And I mean, in fairness, all three schools within Ballymac, they all did a great job. Posters, flags outside the three schools, and I know every single child was behind them. We could hear them in the stand yesterday as well, shouting and cheering for Ballymac, Ballymacaboo.
Yeah, there you go, Heather Shukru with Trasa Murphy, just outlining again how the parish is so delighted with that brilliant win by Ballymac. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.